I sent you. I think it'd be really neat to do like a podcast of the guys at the Corps of Engineers, why they're supporting it before the event, and then after the event, how well things went.
With it catching on the popularity, you're trying to get more people in the press that are kind of familiar with what we do.
Yeah.
You know, I ran into a guy from Today's Casher, and I pushed him against the wall practically, and I said, I'm so pissed off at you guys right now. What do we do? I said, you know, we have the largest competition in the world, because that's what we're touting, right? We have the largest competition in the world, and you guys didn't even give us a blurb about it on your website, even though I sent email after email after email. We got a little user submission, a little blurb in the events area, but nothing major covered on it.
People submitting stuff.
What was funny was, when I did it, I was wearing my Today's Casher t-shirt. You know? So I said, look, man, I'm a subscriber, you know? And then finally he goes, I'm just the webmaster.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know anything about that.
I'll pass the word along to somebody who can do something.
Yeah.
I haven't been following that. Is it going to still be up east?
It's in Raleigh.
It is?
Yeah,
oh.
Right by the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Memorial Day weekend.
Number 5.
Cheap hotels and lots and lots of candy.
So how was everything for you guys?
Good.
Servers
have
a big area?
Yeah.
Awesome. We gave her trouble and she came through with flying colors.
You know, that's the best table we have. Let me go fun and joke with you.
Yeah.
You know, because... You know, sometimes you get the other side where they're like, you know, they won't have fun with that.
Yeah, right.
You know,
it's
we're
all
gonna have fun.
Yeah.
Are you just one big party? Did you guys?
We all came as a group. We said let's go have lunch, and we all just showed up.
So, do you work here locally or?
We're from all over.
We're a
hobby group.
Like somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll need to pick Johnny Rockets.
We were here last year. Same reason.
We can't get outside. You know, the weather's starting to get nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, come back anytime.
And this gives them the choice of 3 different places.
Absolutely.
Not everybody wants hamburgers, so, yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Glad to have you guys.
No problem.
All right, talk to you later.
Yeah, you know, we're really fortunate because we got Alan back and us up there at the Corps of Engineers, and he's a gung-ho casher. He's hitting a bunch himself, and he's like, I want you guys to come up here and hide hundreds of cashers so I can find them all. And he goes, and then I can maintain them after I find them.
He's a dream come true.
Yeah. And it's like, let me think about it. Okay.
That's it for this podcast. I am taking a week-long sabbatical away from the rat race to head into Arkansas to do some geocaching, do some sound-seeing audio tours, and find a few geocachers to interview for this podcast. I haven't made specific plans yet, so if you are from Arkansas and you want to be a part of my next series of geocaching podcasts, send an email to podcast@geostl.com and maybe we can meet up. If you have some suggestions on physically hard and mentally easy caches in Arkansas, feel free to let me know. I'll most likely be in Arkansas from September 18th to the 21st. So I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll podcast at you later.